qui s'achève jusqu'à ce que ça recommence encore.
This is Dylan Osick from Slingshot, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC.
If you are sick and have contracted COVID-19, the BC Center for Disease Control recommends staying home from work, school, and away from other public places. If you must go out, avoid using any kind of public transportation, ride-sharing, or taxis. Monitor your symptoms carefully. If your symptoms get worse, call your healthcare provider immediately. Get plenty of rest. Stay hydrated. If you have a medical appointment, call the healthcare provider ahead of time and tell them that you have or may have COVID-19. For medical emergencies, call 911 and notify the dispatch personnel that you have or may have COVID-19. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, or clean your hands with an alcohol-based hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. As much as possible, stay in a specific room and away from other people in your home. Also, you should use a separate bathroom if available. If you need to be around other people in or outside of the home, always wear a face mask. Avoid sharing personal items with other people in your household, like dishes, towels, and bedding. Make sure all personal items are cleaned with general cleaning products after use. Clean all surfaces that are touched often, like counters, tabletops, and doorknobs. Use household cleaning sprays or wipes according to the label instructions.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hello, everyone. My name is Chrissy, and you're listening to Season 6's All Access Pass on CITR 101.9 FM. I am joined by my Accessibility Collective teammates, Deepi, Helena, Richard, Jesse, Lakshanya, and Sarah. Hope everyone is doing well and staying safe. Today's show is going to be a rockin' one, because we're going to play our favorite Christmas music and discuss some of our Christmas traditions, moments, and lots more. So let's get going with Deepi. What is your favorite Christmas song and why?
Thanks, Chrissy. Hi, everyone. So my Christmas song pick is of Sarah McLachlan's Winter Wonderland. I picked this song because when I think of Christmas, Winter Wonderland is what I immediately associate it with. Also, it has been really cold lately, so I think it blends well to play it. And there is a Sarah McLachlan, who is not only Canadian and a local singer, but I am a big fan of her. She has a soft, calm, calming voice that everyone would love to listen to, especially at a time like this where Christmas is going to look a lot different than usual due to the pandemic. So this song, I think, is perfect to share with you all. I really hope that you enjoy it and feel what I feel. So enjoy this song. This is Sarah McLachlan with Winter Wonderland.
Welcome back to All Access Pass on CITR 101.9 FM. The song you just heard was Sarah McLachlan's Winter Wonderland, and this was DP's pick. Now, DP, you also have a question, a Christmas question for the collective.
Yes, I do. So, are you all living in Vancouver? And if so, are your family and friends around this Christmas season?
Well, I'm here in the Okanagan Valley, and all of my friends are here, and I don't have any family in BC, so it's more or less just me and my extended family.
Who are your extended family, can we ask?
Oh, for sure. I have a lot of friends overseas, actually, and I'm used to doing this virtually. I've got friends in Lima, Peru. I have a friend in Cork, Ireland, and of course, I work here with Shelley, and we spend a lot of time together.
Yeah, Shelly is another Accessibility Collective member, and that's awesome, Randy. Anybody else?
Yeah, it's Sarah. I guess I am going to see my family, I guess, in Edmonton, though it'll be interesting getting there and getting back, so I'm going for a little bit longer than I usually would, but we'll see. I don't know if it's really encouraged and things might change depending on how things go. So it's a little different than this year.
Like, are you going by plane or are you driving there?
Driving, yeah.
Why?
Totally.
How about you, Jesse?
Yeah, I'm in Vancouver. Just my mom right now and my dad is overseas.
Helena, what about you?
Yeah, so I'm not in Vancouver. I'm actually from Brazil. So I'm kind of glad that I'm here, to be honest, because I get to spend Christmas with my family, which is really cool. But yeah, I'm actually from Brazil. So yeah, I'm home.
Cool. Well, it sounds like people have pretty laid back plans, to be honest, mm-hmm. as it is during a COVID Christmas.
Chrissy, are you with family and friends?
Yeah, I'm still in Vancouver. Have been living in with my family like my whole life, so it's just another normal Christmas in that way. Like, but yeah, I'm grateful to be with them right now.
How about you, Richard? Are you living in Vancouver, and do you have family and friends for this Christmas season?
Yep, I'm also living in Vancouver, and yeah, a bunch of friends and most of my family's in Vancouver. My grandparents are all in China, but it's going to be an interesting Christmas, especially with COVID and things. But I think we're going to keep continuing, like, doing our normal, like, hanging up the lights in the house and things like that.
Yeah, me too. I live with my family, like Chrissy. So that I'm very, very thankful, you know, that I don't have to be away from my family. But I do have aunts and uncles who actually live in BC too, but we just don't go to each other's houses. But we'll be probably doing a lot of Zoom chats and stuff, so that's actually really handy to have, because, you know, you can still keep that touch even though we can't have Christmas dinner like we usually do, but it's better than nothing, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
definitely great to have that human contact, even if it is virtual.
I agree, and you know, I mean, as long as, you know, you spend it with the people you love, or you're around people that you care, I think that's what matters. Chrissy, back to you.
So now, Sarah, you want to mention your favorite song and your pick?
Right. Yeah, my favorite Christmas song is probably a song that everyone indulges in a little bit. It's Justin Bieber's Mistletoe. And this song came out in 2011 when Justin Bieber was still young, but becoming a big hit. And it was also the first year that I had a driver's license. So my friends and I spent a lot of that Christmas break kind of going around Prince Edward Island, where I'm from. And I don't know, not really doing much because there's nothing there, but trying to experience our freedom. So it was great, and his voice is great. So what more could you ask for from a Christmas song?
It's the most beautiful time of the year. Lights fill the streets, spreading so much cheer. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. I don't wanna miss out on the holiday, but I can't stop staring at your face. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. With you, shawty, with you. With you, shawty, with you. With you, under the mistletoe. Everyone's gathering around the fire, chestnuts roasting like a hot July. I should be chilling with my folks, I know, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. Word on the street, Santa's coming tonight. Reindeer's flying through the sky so high. I should be making a list, I know, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. Shawty with you, shawty with you. Christmas, it's the most beautiful time of the year. Lights fill the streets, spend so much cheer. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I will be under the mistletoe.
Welcome back to All Access Pass on CITR 101.9 FM. The song you just heard was Mistletoe by Justin Bieber, and this was Sarah's pick. Now, Sarah, you also have a question for the collective.
Yeah, so Christmas time means a few things, so eating too many delicious things or wearing pajamas or fuzzy socks. I was wondering if anyone had a favorite Christmas drink.
Honestly, I really like the Starbucks peppermint mocha. That is so good.
Those are so good, actually.
Yeah. I was about to say the Starbucks hot chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the peppermint hot chocolate, yeah.
Agree with you, Sarah, Jesse. Definitely, that's my favorite.
I'm kind of more of a cranberry juice and Diet 7-Up kind of person, so that's my pick.
Yeah, so actually, here is summer, so it's really nice to have a really cold drink with a lot of ice. So here in Brazil, we actually do a thing called caipirinha, which is basically smashed fruits with lots of ice and vodka or whatever you like. So it's really, really great. It's a tradition. It's really traditional here. And yeah, I love to do it with my family.
Yeah, that sounds really nice. Now, Richard, would you like to share what song you chose for today?
For sure. Hello, everyone. So I picked Michael Bublé's take on It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. Every time I hear this song on the radio, it always cheers me up since it reminds me that Christmas time is nearing. The lyrics are also amazing, and it does a really good job of describing that Christmassy feeling. As a plus, Michael Bublé's voice fits perfectly with the song, and I really enjoy the jazzy twist on it.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. It's the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. sure it's Christmas once more.
Welcome back to All Access Pass on CITR 101.9 FM. The song you just heard was It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas by Michael Bublé, and this was Richard's pick. Our next collective team member who will share with us their favorite song is Jesse. What song did you choose?
I chose a Carol the Bells because it's my favorite Christmas carol since I just heard it on the, I think it was the Food Network a few years ago, and I was trying to look up what that song was by humming it to the one of those music recognition apps, and there's just so many variations of this song by different artists, and I guess when you hear it, you hear the string instruments, and it's kind of aggressive in a way, but in a way that kind of sets it apart from other Christmas carols, and the gradual climb of the vocals and the incorporation of the bells. And I chose this version by the Reflection Women's Quintet because of the medley that they've harmonized together.
Thank you.
Welcome back to All Access Pass on CITR 101.9 FM. And the song you just heard was Carol of the Bells by the Reflection Women's Quintet. And this was Jesse's pick. Now, Jesse, you also have a Christmas question for the collective.
Yeah, my question for the collective is, what is your favorite gift or present that you've received for Christmas in the past?
An awesome song, for sure. For me, I think in terms of gifts, I've gone more from giving gifts to giving experiences. So instead of, you know, giving somebody something, we've been tending for the last several years to do experiences, like, you know, go for a Jeep ride or, you know, something like that. Drive around, look at lights, go to a concert, things like that.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, my favorite gift would probably be from when I was very young. I just remember, like, being six, I think I was 6 years old, and me and my sister, like, shared the same bed on Christmas morning. We woke up and there's, like, two teddy bears at the foot of our bed. And I just remember being really excited, and I still have the teddy bear to this day. So I think that's pretty special for me.
That's super wholesome. Very wholesome.
I think for me, I was 4.5 years old, and I actually got a Christmas gift that was, it was a telephone, but it was not those 12, the phone, like, toy phones, it was actual telephone. And the phone was actually a car, like a sport car. So I was like, whoa, that's so cool. So that was my first Christmas present that I actually remember. And then getting, like, at the time, Cabbage Patch, but dolls in the 80s, that was a big thing. And Barbie dolls. So that was my first memory of the Christmas I can remember. But yeah, I think overall my favorite Christmas gift would have to be 9 years ago when I got my early Christmas gift, and that was a laptop because I really needed it. And 9 years later, I still have that laptop. But now it's time to get a new one. So I would have to say a laptop overall.
Yeah. I would have to say that my favorite gift was probably 4 or 5 years ago. And it was a nice, it was probably 10 years ago. Oh my God. It was a nice pair of Columbia boots. And they were waterproof. And they were my first, like, waterproof pair of boots. And I would walk to school every day, and they would, I don't know, they just made me really happy. My parents gave it to me, so I don't know, those things make you really have a good time because you can go anywhere and you're not cold and things like that.
That's cool. Actually, I just remembered that I just, not just, but like, it's been a while now, but a present that was really special to me was my cello. I played the cello, so I received a cello as a Christmas gift from my parents. And yeah, it was huge. It was really special. Yeah, and when I was a kid, I actually, I think my father gave me a toy that was like a piano in a book. It's kind of hard to explain, but it was basically a piano and a book, but together.
I had one of those also.
Yay. They're okay, awesome. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, they're really great. Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, I found music in there. It was super fun, so yeah.
You guys have really cool Christmas presents. I think my favorite, I mean, it's kind of nerdy, but a couple years ago, I was really into, like, Harry Potter and Percy Jackson. So I got the entire Percy Jackson, like, special editions collector book set thing. And I still have it, and I read those books all the time. But yeah, Yeah, that sounds so great. The next song is by our collective accessibility member, Stephanie. She isn't here today, but she picked Sleigh Ride because it's a fun song that gets you in the holiday spirit. It's a mixture of rap and R&B, so it's a little different from the traditional Christmas songs that you would hear. And yeah, in her opinion, she thinks this choice of genre makes this song even better. Welcome back to All Access Pass on CITR 101.9 FM. The song you just heard was Sleigh Ride, and this was Stephanie's pick. Stephanie also has a Christmas question for the collective. And that is, what do you guys think about when Christmas comes to mind?
Literally Michael Bublé. So Richard, you nailed that one on the head. Michael Bublé in my car, Michael Bublé in the house, Michael Bublé while our family decorates a Christmas tree, and my brother is the only one that is tall enough to put a star on top.
I always think of the snowfall, that first snowfall with those big puffy flakes, especially here. We have what they call champagne powder. So it comes down and it's light and fluffy and it sticks to everything and it's just totally changes the landscape in a matter of hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I always think about the Christmas lights and the colors.
Yeah.
I love when the streets are decorated with Christmas lights. Looks very pretty.
100%. When I think of Christmas, I think of the lights. And we usually, like, that's one of the things that I always look for.
Yeah, I think about the, I guess the, anyone here who's familiar with, like, just Vancouver, you know, the Stanley Park, like, Christmas train? I remember being too scared to go on the Halloween train after, like, some bad experience one year, but I could still go on the Christmas one, so, yeah.
Yeah, see, I actually never been, but I have a little niece, and so her parents usually take her, but yeah, they said it's really cool.
Yeah, so I just wanted to say that about Christmas music, me and my sister love to dance to the All I Want for Christmas Is You, and Jingle Bells, we get crazy dancing these kind of songs, and it's really fun. But also, I always make a Secret Santa with my family. It's super fun, I love it. So, yeah.
Yeah, for me, usually it's like along those same lines. In non-pandemic times, during Christmas, me and my friends do Secret Santa with each other and like hang out and just like blast Christmas songs on our radios and go out to eat and stuff. But yeah.
Our next collective member will be Helena. So Helena, what song did you choose for today?
So I picked O Come Emmanuel, covered by the Piano Guys, because the music is so beautiful and cello and piano are my favorite instruments. Like I said, I play the cello, and this song was one of the reasons why I wanted to learn how to play it. Also, I have good memories associated with this song, and it gives me winter vibes, which is pretty cool because where I live is summer during Christmas. I hope you all enjoy it.
Welcome back to All Access Pass on CITR 101.9 FM. The song you just heard was O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, covered by the Piano Guys, and this was Helena's pick. Like Shania, what Christmas song did you choose for today?
Yeah, so my Christmas song pick was another Michael Bublé song. It's his and Ariana Grande's performance of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Any rendition of this song just makes me really happy, mostly because, like I said before, when my family and I would visit Disneyland on Christmas Day, this song would always be playing. So it's just really nice. And it's also sung by Michael Bublé, who is a BC native and is known for a lot of his like jazzy Christmas music. And so his voice and Ariana's voice sound really good in this performance. And just hearing how excited everyone is in this live performance just puts me in a really good mood, especially during pandemic time. So I hope everyone enjoys it.
A Santa Claus is coming to the town.
He's making a list, he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice.
A Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
Welcome back to All Access Pass on CITR 101.9 FM. The song you just heard was Michael Bublé and Ariana Grande's performance of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. And this was Lakshanya's pick.
Yeah, that's why this is her favorite song, but I could definitely say for her that when you listen to this song, you immediately want to dance. And it's just got that really cheerful Christmas dance, but yet it's a Christmas song. So and Mariah Carey, I mean, everybody may agree or disagree, but got an amazing voice. So yeah, I definitely am with I'm in on this one. So here's Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas is You.
Welcome back to All Access Pass on CITR 101.9 FM. The song you just heard was All I Want for Christmas is You by Mariah Carey, and this was Amin's pick. Amin also has a Christmas question for the collective. And her question is, what is your favorite Christmas tradition that you participate in with your family?
I don't want a lot for Christmas. I don't care about the
Welcome back to All Access Pass on CITR 101.9 FM. The song you just heard was All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey, and this was Amin's pick.
Hey, so we have Avery, who is not able to make it today, but she was able to send us a Christmas song, which is What Christmas Means to Me by Stevie Wonder. It's actually a Christmas song that she hasn't listened to for a long time, but it gives her great memories of what her grandma would play when she was younger. So it's a bit of a blast from the past for her. And on top of that, Stevie Wonder is blind. It gives his raw talent that is much more remarkable given the circumstances he had to overcome. So this is Stevie Wonder's What Christmas Means to Me.
Lots of mistletoe, lots of snow and ice, everywhere we go. Choirs singing carols right outside my door. All these things and more.
All these things.
Oh, that's what Christmas means to me, my love.
That's what Christmas means to me, my love.
Yeah, and you know what I mean. It seems I love you more. The little cards you'll give me will touch my heart for sure. All these things and more, darling. Oh, that's what Christmas means to me, my love. Oh, yeah. I feel like running wild as anxious as a little child to greet you neath the mistletoe. Kiss you once and then some more, and wish you a Merry Christmas, baby.
Kiss you a Merry
Christmas,
oh,
baby. And such happiness in the coming year. Oh, baby, let's deck the halls with holly. Sing sweet silent night. Fill the tree with angel hair, pretty, pretty lights. Go to sleep and wake up just before daylight, and all these things and more, baby. Oh, that's what Christmas means to me, my love. Oh, baby, baby.
Welcome back to All Access Pass on CITR 101.9 FM. The song you just heard was What Christmas Means to Me by Stevie Wonder, and this was Avery's pick.
Very simply and briefly, my greatest gift this season is being able to have my health and the support of my friends, to share my thoughts with our listeners, and especially my colleague, Shelley DeCoste, who is unfortunately unable to join us this evening. It's a rough time of year for many, especially during the new cliche, quote, new normal. I know many of us will find a way to make the season bright in whatever way we do. From the Okanagan Valley, I'm Randy Millis, wishing you all a Merry Christmas and an even happier, easier time in the new year. Here's Sarah McLachlan with Christmas Time Is Here.
Christmas time is here, happiness and cheer, fun for all the children call their favorite. Christmas time is here. Happiness and cheer. Oh, that we could always see such spirit through the year.
Welcome back to All Access Pass on CITR 101.9 FM. The song you just heard was Christmas Time is Here by Sarah McLachlan, and this was Randy's pick. I guess now it's my turn, and one of my favorite Christmas songs is Let It Snow, and the version I chose for today is by BC-born jazz singer Diana Krall. This song reminds me of seeing like the first snowfall during class in high school, and just everyone would just rush to the window and like say, oh my God, it's snowing. Maybe like get their phones out or something. And it was just so nice to see the excitement and enthusiasm. And everyone would go outside after class and just play in the snow, whether that be snowball fights or just laying down. And yeah, it was a very joyous vibe. And also the jazz in this song is perfect for the holiday season, and I hope everyone enjoys it.
Frightful, but the fire is so delightful, and since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Thank you.
it snow, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, but I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my share by the body, it was still a good fighting. But as long as you love me so, let it snow. Snow, let snow, let it snow.
Welcome back to All Access Pass on CITR 101.9 FM. The song you just heard was Let It Snow, covered by Diana Krall. And that wraps up our Christmas episode for today. I hope you all enjoyed it. This marks our last show for 2020. However, don't worry, All Access Pass will return next year in January 2021. So please do check out our social media channels for the updates on it later this month.
If you're interested in joining our team or think there's an issue we should bring up on our show, please send us an email at accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
Special thank you to all of you, the listeners, for tuning in to All Access Pass in 2020.
Please like our All Access Pass Facebook page.
If you're on Twitter or Instagram or both, please follow us on @access_CRTR.
If you missed part of our live show today and want to listen again, or maybe you want to listen to our past shows, you can do so on citr.ca by going on the search box and typing in All Access Pass.
Thank you for listening. Stick around for more CITR programming coming up next. Bye, everyone.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Happy New Year!
And happy New Year!
Very happy New Year! Take care, everyone.
Hello, this is Sabiwa, and you are listening to CITR FM 101.9, Vancouver.